Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A volunteer group has been helping a local hospital for 60 years. Let's go in depth with Marianne Hutchinson and Marilee Shardema with the Pella Regional Health Center Auxiliary. Do you ladies know when the auxiliary at Pella Regional started? I know it was 60 years ago. Congratulations to everybody that's participated. But do you know the circumstances about how it got started?
Yes, I do. I was asked to be the historian for the auxiliary. So I got to looking up things from the past, found old newspaper articles, information that's from what's been going on for the past 60 years. So we did find that when the hospital started, that there were a group of ladies who decided it would be a good idea to form a group called an auxiliary to do, give service to the hospital. And I did think it might be interesting to state the names of those ladies in case somebody, you know, would remember who they were. These founders were Martha Lautenbach, Elva Monster, Lucille Stravers, Coraline Vermeer, Ardell Gosselink, Vera Andres, Harriet Prinz, and Bernice Bosch. They held meetings in the fall of 1960 when the hospital opened, and then they actually started the Pella Community Hospital Auxiliary in 1961.
Wow, that's neat, and I'm glad you mentioned them. Why not recognize them for this long tradition? They're somebody's mom or grandma or great-grandma, so that's pretty cool. Good for them. Mm-hmm. And so do we know what they did at the beginning? And I bet some of it's the same as now, and sometimes some of the chores are different now.
Yes, it's a lot different now. They organized a group to give service to the hospital, and did it through financial donations and volunteering in various areas of the hospital. Back then, there was a nursing home attached to the hospital, so there was a lot of work done with the clients in the nursing home, the patients in the nursing home. Some of the things that they did then were have bingo games with prizes for the people there. They had monthly birthday parties. They had a Christmas party where all of the residents could invite family members. They made tray favors for the people. They always had a big, I mentioned Christmas party. They had special programs of music, singing, group singing. They also provided flowers for the people, gave them storybooks, large print Bibles, hymn books, just a lot of things that the people in the nursing home really, really appreciated. And they had lots of activities there. So that's kind of what they did with the nursing home, but they also worked with the patients in the hospital. One thing we know is that the volunteers had smocks in those days. They had coral smocks, kind of an orange color smocks, or they had blue smocks, and people could recognize them then by that they were a volunteer by their smock. They pushed a refreshment cart around with lemonade, coffee, cookies, watered flowers and plants, delivered books and magazines to the patients, made puppets for children, did a lot of sewing and mending. The hospital linens and hospital gowns were mended when they were torn. And one of their favorite activities at the time was a baby party, where the babies that were born in that year, all the mothers and grandmothers, were invited to come to a huge party. Thinking about that today, last year we had 586 babies born at the hospital, and just think how many moms and grandmas that would be. So yeah, that was in 2020. So even though it was a year of COVID, that didn't stop the babies from being born. So it was a big group, but we don't do that anymore.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marianne Hutchinson and Marilee Shardema with the Pella Regional Health Center Auxiliary. And so how long have you ladies been involved?
I've been involved, I retired from teaching in 2004. And probably in about 2006 or 7, I decided to do some volunteering. Then my good friend over here, Mary Ann, who knew that I was the math teacher I was a classroom teacher, but my emphasis was math. So she thought I should be the treasurer. And I've been the treasurer for 9 years.
Well, that makes sense. Okay, well, great. How long have you been involved?
About the same. Actually, I started in almost 15 years ago. I retired in 2004. And shortly after that, I also was asked by a friend if I wanted to get involved with volunteering here at the hospital. The first thing I actually did was work in the snack bar, which is no longer here. It was in the hallway upstairs, and it had a room next to it where people could sit with friends or patients and have a little treat. And the snack bar also had a small gift shop with it, where you could buy gifts for the babies or have books or trinkets. Or it was, you know, a nice little shop, but it wasn't very large, but it was used all the time by the hospital staff and the people, visitors who came to see their patients, their friends here.
And so how many volunteers are there now?
The last year was about 110, 120.
Holy moly.
Well, this past year it was different because with COVID, a lot of people didn't volunteer anymore because we weren't allowed in the hospital for quite some time. Once we were allowed back in, some of us came back. Other people have not come back yet, and volunteers have aged out. You know, some of them have decided that maybe they won't come back now.
I presume most people are retired.
Most of us are.
And is it all women?
The present, no, we did have a few gentlemen. At the present time, we have one.
What do you get out of it? I mean, you give a lot. What do you get out of it?
I think the one thing you get out of it the most is the people who come through Pella Regional cannot understand how we operate the way we do, in that they're not walked places in other hospitals, most of them. They're told, you know, where do I go? Well, you go down this hallway, and then you turn left, and then at the corner you go right, and it's the third door, and so on. We walk people who come in. If you come in and have an appointment in Pella Regional, we will walk you anywhere you need to go. And we also, if you see somebody in the hall that looks like they're wandering, and it doesn't need to be just auxiliary people. The staff here does the same thing. They'll say, you know, can I help you? Do you know where you're going or something? And I think that's important that they know that. And the other compliment we get is on the hospital itself. What a wonderful facility it is and what it offers. We offer a lot of services with our specialty doctors and so on that come. And of course the OB section is a tremendous draw. You know, we're having babies, people that are coming from a long ways away to have babies at Pella Regional.
Well, I need somebody to lead me around here. I get lost.
Yeah, I'll also add to that, you know, after I retired, I was a teacher too, first grade teacher, and I wanted to do something different that would be meaningful in my life and not just sit home and have coffee time with friends, which I still do a lot of. But when I found out, you know, that I could be of service here, it felt good to be able to be a volunteer here. I found out that one of the most important things of being a volunteer, especially as an escort, like Marilee was just mentioning, is to have a smile. The people who come here often are under stress. They are here for often reasons of, you know, having a surgery or a procedure, doctor visit, they may be in pain, they have something wrong with them, they don't know what it is, they need answers. And as a volunteer, we try to be friendly and smile and be calm and walk them to where they're going and have a little chit-chat, maybe just about the weather, but try to, you know, make them have as good of an experience as possible when coming to the hospital.
Yeah, they might be just here for a routine checkup, or it might be the worst day of their lives.
Right.
And you don't know that.
No, no.
More in depth after this.
I I continued my conversation with Marianne Hutchinson and Marilee Shardema with the Pella Regional Health Center Auxiliary.
How do people reach out to the hospital? How do they say, hey, I want to volunteer? How do I learn more?
Well, yeah, one thing would be talking with Rosa Veenstra. She happens to be the manager of the gift shop, but she's also the volunteer supervisor, and she keeps a tab of all the people who would like to volunteer and what they would like to do. And so she has a good knowledge of all the areas of volunteering that are possible. And so Rosa can be contacted right and in the gift shop by either coming in and talking with her in the gift shop, which isn't too easy to do right now with COVID, but the best would be to call her.
And so do you have a particular memory of some time when you've been volunteering with the auxiliary that made you go home feeling really good about something that you did? I'm sure you got a lot of them.
Oh, I think one of the challenges we had one time was the person who does not speak English, and unfortunately I don't speak Spanish, and there was the interpreter had not gotten here quite quick enough, and they were really, it was a husband and a wife, and it was really hard for them because she was very anxious. He spoke a little English. She didn't have a clue, I don't think, of what was said. And so it was just a fact of trying to keep them calm and easy and kind of say, okay, well, we can just go sit down for a little bit and see once if we, because the person was supposed to be here to be their interpreter. They didn't know where they were going. They weren't sure what doctor they were seeing. They weren't sure what they were here for. Because they rely on that other person to do that. So I think things like that are the things that, if you can keep them calm, and, you know, it was probably about 10 minutes that we spent doing that, which if there hadn't been a volunteer at the front desk, it would have been hard for the person who's manning the front desk, because obviously people are coming in to be registered, and that person's job is to see that everybody gets registered. So I think it's important to have a volunteer that can do that, or help show someone somewhere to go. I had a gentleman this week who wanted a cup of coffee. Well, the coffee cart's closed, so I went upstairs. There is a coffee machine there, and he said, well, I can probably get up the steps. I said, no. So I got him a cup of coffee. He was waiting for his wife. So little things like that, I think, are the things that are rewarding, more than just walking down the hall with somebody. I think we need to say something about the Mary Evers Scholarship, because that's a huge part of the auxiliary. Started in 1966 by Dr. Evers, who was a doctor here from 1947 to 84 when he passed away. Memory of his daughter, who was a nursing student. She was killed in an automobile accident. It started with $1,500. I don't know what they had for seed money, but in that year they gave $1,500 in three scholarships to three people. As of now, in the past 55 years, over 270 people have gotten a scholarship from this, and we were awarded over $150,000. The auxiliary was given the ownership of this scholarship fund to direct it. We are completely in control. We invest it in an endowment. We have an auxiliary board, or people on the auxiliary, that send out the things for the scholarships, what the requirements are. They go through them. Three people go and decide who's qualified. This year we have 16 people who have applied. I can't imagine that Dr. Evers could have ever imagined that this would have this kind of an impact. Know, that this many people would be helped by this, and we're hoping it's going to go on for a long time. I think that's one of the important things that we do. Mm-hmm. And we encourage people to give to the Mary Evers Scholarship, because that's how it keeps going, as well as the endowment. But you can just contribute. If you're going to send a donation, you can mark it Mary Evers Scholarship.
Anybody who has interest in this, from what they've heard today, and wants to give a donation to the hospital, but they're not able to come and volunteer, but can give a donation, they can make out a check to the hospital auxiliary and just mail it to the hospital at the hospital address, 404 Jefferson, and their donation will be greatly appreciated by the auxiliary and when helping us to do the work that we do here.
Thanks to Marianne Hutchinson and Marilee Shardema for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, Contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.